you're planning on what you think and saying you're afraid. You understand? See? And you are asking a myth that is out of harmony with the first. But if the Spirit is in there and makes intercession for you, it makes the intercession according to the purpose of the will of God. And it never misses or miscarries.
Right. Okay.
Read. And we know that all things work together. And we know that all things work for good to them that love Yahweh. For good to them that love Yahweh. You understand? Mm-hmm. Tell me about that minute, what's going on all over the world?
Now that's why all this disturbance and war
different religious convictions and whatnot is on the face of the earth is because the accuser of the brethren is cast down unto you. And woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. You understand? Woe, woe, woe. You see? Now, I started out this morning by telling you about the dowry version of the Bible. And I told you about the King James Version, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Didn't I tell you that? Then I told you about the Masoretic text, the Septuagint that translated from the original back there. You understand? I tell you about that. The Septuagint of Alexander Eden. You understand? That made the first manuscript. You heard about the Dead Sea Scrolls and so forth. I don't want to get into that. But what I do want to get into is this. Now, this is what I'm getting into. See, now it's cast out the dragon and the Michael and his angels fought. You understand? And he was cast out. And their place wasn't found there anymore. And they cast out down here to you. Now, what do you expect to have down here on earth? But war. You expect to have all kinds of religious doctrines, all kinds of conflicts, you understand? All kinds of notions, you understand? Now that's what's down here, you see? Now I come along to tell you the truth about it and tell you his real name, you understand? Now, the devil says it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You see? Now, you can't unravel no such mess as that.
That's right.
You see? That don't even make sense. It's stupid. That's what you've got in your King James Version. And that's what you've got in your dowry version. You understand? Now, we're bringing it back to you like it really is. There's nothing that the world can say that they don't have no other objection. And to say we're wrong. Mm-hmm. Because the things we're bringing to them, they never heard it before. They never. This school was incorporated as a school, not a church. To go back in and tell you the reality of things and tell you the truth about it. You understand? Well, now that, just like Messiah, listen at me close. You pay attention to everything I say. But I'm not mincing words. I'm not trying to do what you call preach a good sermon. See, I'm trying to teach. I'm trying to impart to you some understanding. I'm trying to show you the errors and mistakes of mankind that's been imposed on them by the devil. I'm trying to rescue your soul. That's more important than anything else. Mm-hmm. Now, that's how those things got into work, all those different doctrines. Listen, even just in a little congregation, Paul said to the Corinthians, said, why is it when you come together into one place, why is it that every one of you has a doctrine and a little handful of people? To go by, when you understand its real terms. See? Then that's a different story. That's the thing that it takes to liberate us and free you from the clutches of all of this satanic mess down here on the earth. See? And Michael cast out those angels and satanic spirits. Now let me say this, so you don't get that twisted. See, because it's necessary to say this. Now when they were in heaven, they were angels. When they're cast out of heaven to a lower state or degree, they are demons, not angels. I thought it was necessary to say. Now let me tell you something. When Messiah was here, he sent the boys out before he was crucified to cast those demons out of men. Both Jude and Peter say this. The angels that sinned, God has cast them down to hell. That's your King James Version. Both James and Peter. Listen. And bound them in chains of darkness. On age. Listen. To be reserved against the day of judgment to be Christ. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the reason why we tell you, now we are not out trying to convert the devil or demons. We know better than that. See, there is no conversion lost. Am I making it clear?
Yeah.
Now, here's what else I want you to see there. If he has cast them down to hell, say, both Jude and Peter, maybe you can read it. Right there in Peter before we go away. second tier. Chiefly. Now you listen at me, Freddy. Chiefly them that walk after the flesh. Read it out there.
2 Peter 2:9.
I want you to read some of them. See what he's saying. And here.
Yahweh knoweth how.
Yahweh knoweth how.
To deliver the righteous out of temptation.
Knows how
to deliver the righteous out of temptation. And to reserve.
And to reserve.
The unjust.
The unjust.
Until the day of judgment.
Until the day of judgment.
To be punished.
To be punished. Is that right?
Yeah.
Read on.
But chiefly. Them that walk after the flesh.
Them that walk after the flesh. Now look up here. Look up here.
Mm-hmm.
Now here they are, wrong and oppressed.
See?
Walking after the flesh.
Right.
Now see what Pete said there? Chiefly them that walk after the flesh. Now I want you to hold that one. Get the 8th chapter room. We'll be back here. Get the 8th chapter room.
Okay. There is therefore.
And the first verse. There is therefore.
No condemnation.
No condemnation.
To them which are in Joshua.
To them which are in Joshua. First Corinthians 12 and 13, and hold what you got.
First Corinthians 12 and 13.
For by one spirit.
Are we all?
Listen, for by one spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you're reading out the Bible or an almanac or something? That's not a commentary. See? For by one spirit.
Are we all baptized?
It don't make no difference whether you're Jew or Gentile. For by one spirit, not body.
Right.
That's
what he
said.
Are you all baptized?
Into what?
One body.
All right, read it.
Whether we be Jew
or Gentile. Now, is that an answer to you?
Yes.
All right. Now, do you see that, Brother William?
Yes.
Now, you can't quit nobody in no church. See? Infants or grown-ups?
Right.
Or middle-aged folks? It don't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
For by one spirit are we all baptized into
one body.
All right, read. Don't make no difference whether you do or do not. Whether we be bond or free. And have been all made to drink. Read of that one spirit. See? Angels are ministering spirits. Them that are cast out of satanic spirits. See? With a multitude and diversities of doctrines.
Right.
You understand? But it don't make no difference
whether we refuse or death. We're all baptized
into that one body. We're all baptized. See? How? By one spirit, not water, Jimmy.
That's right.
You see it now? No, you can't get around it. Now, look, what we were talking about. Now, you see how you got in there, don't you? You see how everybody gets into the one body. But what is the body? The body is the congregation or the assembly, which you speak of as the church.
You see? That's why you can't see nothing but this natural thing. Now here is Apostle Paul speaking in the second chapter of Corinthians for the natural
thing. He don't know spiritual things. And neither can he know. You understand? When you come into talking to somebody about immersing them in the name of the power, Yahweh, immersing them in the name of Yahshua, in the name of Elohim, or the Holy Ghost, he don't know nothing about what you're talking about. Get him a brother and brother.
That's right.
Do you understand? A natural good thing. Walk after the flesh. But carnal mind. Them satanic spirits incarnated in them bodies. Walking around there with all kinds of religious doctrines. Got the world turned upside down. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't understand what I mean, but I mean Roman Catholics and Protestants and Buddhists and every other kind of thing. Now, that's what I'm talking about, Freddy. Worshipping of idols and idolatry. A lot of superstition and a lot of ignorance. See, when you come in talking about spiritual things, you have to have the spirit to discern spiritual things.
Thank you. Do you see it?
All right, read.
They shall receive the reward of unrighteousness.
And they will receive the reward of unrighteousness. Read on.
And they that count it pleasure.
They count it pleasure. They take great pride. Great pleasure. All right. Read.
And they that count it pleasure to ride.
They count it pleasure to ride with you in the daily ministration. Do you understand? Always somebody wants an opportunity to come down here and tell you how you ought to take the grape juice and how you ought to punch somebody in the water. Take great pleasure. Going to come down here and learn and teach us something. Then got the nerve to want us to pay them for it. Right. And the more spasmodic sticks they have around here, you understand, they call that preaching a great sermon. So then you ought to run your hand deep in your pocket.
You understand? See, they tell you, help the Lord along. That's right. 10 vessels made to be taken and destroyed. Know that those satanic spirits is incarnate in physical body. They can't understand that's normally something natural. You understand what I mean? They don't understand that about the spirit. It sounds like foolishness to them. You're talking way off out yonder in the seventh dimension, so far as it is.
Yeah.
They don't know about what you're talking about.
That's right.
You got to put some time in it with your hands. Some he can touch it. Some he can taste. You understand? You understand? You see? Do you see what I'm talking about? Do you understand? Now, just like you got to put something down here you can touch and taste, you understand? You got to put some greenbacks in there. Some you can feel, some you can spin. You understand that, don't you? Some people go down to the grocery and buy a loaf of bread with. See, just like that bread he gave you kids. See, just like that water he gave you here. You understand? You understand? That ought not to be hard. You ought to be able to understand that.
All right, read on. Let's be further. That
spots they are.
Spots they are!
In blemishes.
In blemishes!
Sporting themselves with their own deceit.
Sporting themselves with their own deceit.
While they be
tucked up in his carnal mind. You understand? Reading around chapters and verses in the Bible and don't know one God's thing about it. Sporting. You understand? All he can style. You understand? Yeah, collar turned backwards. His regalia and his robe on, he's an important character. With his clergy vest on. Isn't that right? Pants all creased and all. And his pulpit decorum.
Yeah.
You see? You know what I mean by pulpit decorum?
Yeah.
It's unimpeachable. It is truthfully modern. Now let me show you what I'm talking about. Because some of you don't know. You understand? See, he must keep his coat buttoned up. I don't care how hot it is. All wrapped up in there, something under, you understand? Shirt and collar turn off, collar turn off, back and get all wrapped up in it. There was his clergy vestments, garment on. You understand? And then his speech. You understand? Is highly academic. He speaks fluent. His gentle fluctuations. See, his gestures. You understand? There, you understand? He's versed in extemporaneous oratory. You understand? Yes, doesn't make money. He's educated to the utmost degree. He is classified as an intellectual. He is a walking lexicographer. You understand? He's a master of language. His diction is profound.
Is that enough of that job?
Yeah.
That ought to be almost enough, don't you think so?
You call that great? They ought to buy him a Cadillac.
Or a Rolls Royce or something.
See, but I do think I'm just about as much entitled to one as he can. Understand?
Yeah.
Coming down here telling you the truth. But instead of me getting somewhere, you know, I get stoned. They hunt me to put me to death, classifying me as a heretic. You understand? That's right. All right. Read on, Doctor.
Have an eyes full of adultery.
Have eyes full of adultery.
That cannot cease from sin.
And cannot cease from sin. You know what adultery is? Mm-hmm. Idolatry. They think that's like some man going over here. It's death naturally got to be that way.
Yeah.
Because they don't know nothing anymore. You understand? They think that some man, you got to divorce from this woman and went old damn man and nothing. Mm-hmm. Adultery. Now that's what adultery is to them. You understand? Eyes full of adultery. You understand? Listen, when you've got a... Listen, the congregation or the church is the bride of Christ. And when you leave the genuine, you understand? You understand? When you leave the genuine, you understand? Then you're an adult.
That's right.
That's what adultery is.
That's right.
That's what I adopt. That's right. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But he can't see it as being nothing else. See, listen, there never has been a stipulation where a woman with a satanic spirit in her or a man with a satanic spirit incarnated in him. A woman is under no obligations or nothing like that.
That's right.
And neither is a man under any obligation, nothing like that. Don't you believe that?
Yeah, sure.
If you don't, I will read it to you out of the Bible. If you don't think it's there, I'll read it. Anybody don't think it's there, hold up your hand. If anybody that's in this audience that thinks that it's there, and you never knew it and never read it before, and you'd like to have it read, hold up your hand. I want some more. I don't want no one. I want the other one.
Right. All right. That's right.
All right. Now, when you find time going on, you'll be complaining about being too late for it, too. All right. Read. 7th chapter, 1 Corinthians.
Well, now bound unto a wife.
Art thou bound unto a wife?
Seek not to be loose.
Seek not to be loose.
Art thou loose from a wife?
Art thou loose from a wife?
Seek not a wife.
Don't seek a wife.
But if thou marry.
Now wait a minute, Doc. Now if you're bound to a wife, don't seek one. Mm-hmm. But if you're loose from the wife, don't seek. Now, he's writing to the Corinthians. See, and I told you those men that were up there, they were Jews that were teaching the Gentiles. I told you that the other night. All right, read on.
But if thou marry, thou hast not seen.
If thou marry, thou hast not seen.
And if
what? But if thou marry, thou hast not seen. All right, read.
And if a virgin
Try the first verse for a second. Try that verse.
Now concerning the things whereof ye...
Now they wrote him an epistle and they asked him about it. Now he's fixing to give some answers to it. You see? Now concerning the things that you wrote to him about.
All right, read.
It is good for a man not to touch a woman.
It is good for a man not to touch a woman. All right, read.
Nevertheless. To avoid fornication.
To avoid fornication.
Let every man have his own wife.
Let every man have his own wife.
And let every woman have her own husband.
Let every woman have her own husband.
Let the husband render to the wife.
All right.
Heaven. And likewise all to the wife.
All right.
The wife has not power of her own body.
All right.
But the husband.
Read on.
And likewise also the husband has not power of his own body, mm-hmm. but the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Refuse ye not one the other.
Get Romans. Read the first, the seventh chapter of Romans. In the first and second.
Know ye not, brethren?
Mm-hmm.
For I speak to them that know.
Now that's what I want to talk about.
Not at all.
See, now he's got it in both places over here. But we want to get right at the cardinal point. So we don't want to waste no words. Brethren, I speak to them that know the law. Now, do you know the law? Does the Gentile know the law?
No.
Now, he's writing his epistle. He's speaking to them that know the law. And what about the law?
How that the law has dominion over.
How that the law has dominion over a man.
As long as he lives.
As long as he lives.
For the woman which hath a husband.
For the woman which hath a husband.
Is bound by the law.
Is bound by the law.
To her husband.
To her husband.
So long as he lives.
So long as he lives.
But
now wait a minute. This is the way it was in the law.
That's right.
Now let me get this over to you. Now you may think that this is out of harmony with what we have been talking about.
No.
Peter said, "Chiefly them which walk after the flesh."
That's right.
You see what I mean? You see?
Yeah.
And them that chiefly walk after the flesh. See, they do mind. You understand? And I haven't got around to tying that down as good and hard and honest yet. See, I'm saying in that. You remember I told you about the 8th chapter of Romans?
Yeah.
You understand? Now I'm going back and put them things together, too. And I wouldn't miss it for nothing in the world. That's right. You see what I mean? I would not miss that for nothing in the world. Now look, up on these topics. To the law, to the testimony, I think. You understand? Now whenever you try to tell a idiot, he'll say to you that in this dispensation we're not living under the law.
Yeah.
We're living under the dispensation of grace. Ain't that what he tells
That's
you?
Right.
Ain't that what all of them are saying?
That's
out
right.
But now, you have to come back to the law. See, you have to come back to the law for you to know what's encompassed in law.